Monday, July 20th, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Amy Witherden. Making headlines. Jill Marcus's credentials as a former central bank deputy governor and head of South Africa's largest retail banking group should reassure markets that she is an able successor to respected outgoing governor Tito Mboweni. Marcus's close links with the ruling African National Congress could also ensure more harmonious relations with powerful labor unions, which have clashed with Mboweni over the past year over a monetary policy stance that they say has worsened the plight of the poor. President Jacob Zuma yesterday appointed Marcus as governor of the central bank with effect from November. He said that he had initially reappointed Mboweni for another term, but the governor asked to leave in November. Marcus served as a deputy governor of the Reserve Bank between 1999 and 2004 and has since held the position of chairperson at ABSA. The next United Nations report on global warming, due in 2014, will focus more attention on cloud formation, a rise in sea levels, and extreme weather events. Head of the Nobel Peace Prize-winning Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, Rajendra Pachauri, said that the next series of reports will go into greater detail, with emphasis on cloud formation, aerosols, and black carbon. The IPCC is also planning an extra report on extreme events such as droughts, floods, heatwaves, or mudslides projected because of global warming. The next report is intended to guide nations after the planned agreement of a new UN climate treaty in Copenhagen in December. Pachauri welcomed an agreement by major economies at the recent Group of Eight summit in Italy to recognize a broad scientific view that world temperature rises should not exceed 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial times, but he said that too little is being done to achieve this limit. Speaking at the 5th International AIDS Society conference in Cape Town at the weekend, Deputy President Kgalema Motlanthe said that South Africa must eliminate the mother-to-child transmission of HIV/AIDS. The South African government has begun work on strengthening its prevention of mother-to-child transmission program, and the Minister of Health will soon officially launch an accelerated plan to ensure that targets set in the National Strategic Plan for HIV/AIDS and sexually transmitted infections are met. Drafted under the leadership of the South African National AIDS Council, the strategic plan sets targets for halving the HIV/AIDS incidence by 2011, as well as providing care, treatment and support to 80% of people living with the disease. Also making headlines, Reserve Bank Governor Tito Mboweni says that Jill Marcus is a good choice for his replacement. The Congress of South African Trade Unions urges a review of inflation targeting policy. And Zimbabwe's new investment incentives may help efforts towards economic recovery, but analysts say that the country will not prosper without radical political reforms. That's a roundup of news making headlines today.
For free access to legislation, speeches and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Creamer Media's news and information website. polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.